Here at the Shalihat Beachfront Resort in Gaza City, dozens of teens and adults can learn how to swim. The Tantish Academy for Swimming has begun a 10-day training course, one of several offered at the academy this summer amidst a sweltering heat wave. 10-year-old Zain Al-Masharawi from Gaza City has just finished her training for the day.
I hope to be part of Olympic championships. That should go to our coach Rokaya. At first I was afraid, but after she began training us, I was encouraged to jump in the water.
Amjad's academy has 40 female and male trainers who teach at privately owned swimming pools rented by the academy. Lina Al-Radia is a 16-year-old trainer who has worked at the academy since she was 12. She first started training at the age of 6. She says over the years it's been hard to fully train due to lack of supplies.
The most important things we need are swimming tools like paddles, glasses, and diving suits. Unfortunately, they say Israel's blockade of Gaza denies shipments and access to them. It is true that even though we lack these necessities, we continue training and teaching. But in fact, we need these items. Actually, the blockade and the wars on Gaza make life so hard for us. What a situation is this? Wars are so destructive.
Since 2007, Israel imposed a marine blockade on Gaza, restricting entry of many necessities, including marine equipment and tools, large boats, and diving suits. In a nearby seaside resort called Gona Beach, Amjad Tantish supervises a training course for male swimming instructors. One of those trainees is 14-year-old Muhammad Subih. He says swimming helps him spend some time away from hard living conditions, including frequent wars.
Sport is important in this life. It relieves me. It gives me some physical education that has helped me lose weight. I am now 114 pounds. I was 119. It truly relieves me and lets me overcome the pains caused by war.
Muhammad's coach, Ayman Kilani, echoes the same concerns shared by his female colleague, Lina.
We lack some important swimming tools, though we can run the training with some basic tools. We rely on assistance from charity organizations.
The academy charges $45 for a 10-day training. Amjad says the fees barely pay coaches and rents, which limits attracting qualified coaches, since many cannot afford such a low wage.
We lack a lot of essential supplies, mainly international standard swimming pools, and we need the ones we have to run all year, not just in the summer. We need support from official Palestinian bodies like the Swimming Federation and the Olympics Committee. Unfortunately, they have not yet taken an interest. So we are carrying out these activities on our own.
Amjad Tantich's dream to be part of the Olympics championship has not come true. Now, at 45 years old, he has dedicated himself to the academy and teaching others how to swim since 1999.
I do dream of Gaza being at an international swimming level, so that Palestinian swimmers could participate in international swimming tournaments. I do believe we have some capable swimmers who have been trained here at the academy.
Over the past several years, Amjad's academy has received financial support from international organizations in Germany and France. The support mainly goes to potential trainees who cannot afford the training fees. With the help of an international personal initiative called Swim with Gaza, Amjad plans to hold a swimming event for hundreds of school children right off the shores of Gaza. A retired Irish doctor launched the initiative after touring historical Palestinian coastal cities last year. Dr. Paul O'Brien told Pacifica that Swim with Gaza is an online invitation that calls on swimmers around the globe to also swim with the people of Gaza in solidarity on August 26.
There are people in Israel, Palestine, who will be joining in this swim on that day, which is terribly important to us because it is meant to be a uniting thing, not for just the people around the world with Gaza, but with maybe, you know, some way the Palestinians connecting with their own sea. And that's kind of what we would hope to be a part of that. So overall, it's just great fun, and I hope to end the day and nobody drowns.
Since Israel has imposed a marine blockade on the 25-mile-long Gaza coast, swimming and fishing activities have been restricted from 6 to 9 miles offshore. Sometimes the limit reaches a mere 3 miles, and in times of Israeli military attacks, Israel completely shuts down sea access. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almireri in Gaza.